So my story starts out a long time ago, back when I was in college. We had this huge Halloween party that my friend threw at his house, and there were a ton of people there. My boyfriend at the time, we were fighting because we couldn't decide what we wanted to wear for Halloween, and then he didn't want to wear anything for Halloween, so we didn't get a costume, and then at the last minute, he decided that he wanted to wear something for Halloween, so I ran out and was looking for something, and there was nothing left. The only thing I could find was like this skeleton bride costume, where it was like this tight white dress with like this black ribbon lacing in the front, like a corset kind of. So I got that, and I got him a rock star costume, which he was okay with, except he wanted like a blonde rock star wig, and the only kinds that they had left were black, like a black spiky, you know, kind of 80s looking Poison, you know, rocker wig. So I remember that night, you know, getting dressed, getting ready. He had to work, so I was going to bring the costume over to him. And when we got to the party, I gave him the wig, and he like freaked out. He was mad because I didn't get the blonde one. I got the black one, and I tried to tell him that was the only one left, and he was just really being a jerk about it, and kind of set the tone for the rest of the night. And I'm not condoning what happens. I just wanted to give some backstory before the actual story. So he was being a jerk, and we were fighting, and we were at this party, and I was like, all right, fine, fuck it. I'm just going to start drinking then. So I start drinking, and I'm having a good time. And we were down in the kitchen, me and my friend, and there were a lot of people in the kitchen. Everybody was talking. It was loud and everything. And I was just kind of looking around and checking out the room. And this guy walks in. He's dressed in like full motorcycle gear, and he's got a motorcycle helmet on. He had a friend with him too, but I don't remember what the friend was wearing. I couldn't see his face because the motorcycle, the shield on the front was really dark. But I was like, who's that guy? Then he took his helmet off. I probably stared for longer than I should have, but I was like, oh, wow, that guy's fucking hot. You know, and I looked back up again, and he was looking at me. And I just remember being, like, just completely smitten with him, like, right away. And he had such a great smile. And he smiled, and I was like, oh my God, holy shit. My friend was with me too, and she was talking to me, and I was like trying to pay attention to her and, you know, trying to have this little thing that we had going on at the same time. And then he like left the kitchen, because I remember looking back over and he was gone. And I remember turning back to my friend and being like, hey, I was like, did you see that guy dressed up like with the motorcycle stuff? And I was like, you know that guy? She was like, no, I don't know who that is. And I was like, okay. And I was worried about asking around too much, so I kind of just kind of kept my eye out. you know, was seeing where he was and everything. And the night progressed on and probably drank a little too much. And I was with my boyfriend again, and we were fighting about something. I can't remember what it was now. I'm sure it was the continuation of the costume debacle. I got upset, and I went storming outside, or I remember just walking outside, just needing to get outside and get some air. All of a sudden, there was this arm, like, wrapping around my waist, and I go to turn around, and it's the guy, and he says, like, "I've been waiting to get you alone," or something like that, and I'm, like, just, I'm, like, seeing stars, and, like, right when that happened, my friends came outside and they started yelling for me, and he let go of me, and I think they came running up to me, and he started to walk away, and I was looking at him, and you know, they were trying to ask me what was wrong and what happened, and one of my friends was like, "Do you know who that is?" And I was like, "No, do you?" And she was like, she's like, "Yeah, you got to stay away from him. He's a bad boy." And I was like, oh. Might as well have put, like, I don't know, a come fuck me sign on top of him. That was not the thing that I needed to hear. I remember by the end of the night, everybody was leaving, you know, and everybody had their little, everybody was outside, and they all had their little groups, and everybody was staying by, and, you know, I was standing over in one group with my friends and my boyfriend, and, you know, I looked over, and he was with a different group, and, you know, they were all staying by, and, he just looked over at me, and, you know, we kind of had this moment, but, you know, with everybody around, there wasn't really anything, you know, just kind of, that was it. And then he left, and I didn't think much about it for a couple of weeks, and then we were out, you know, we would meet up with, I don't know any other way to describe it except, like, a car group. And, we would hang out and have the cars out and everything, you know, like Fast and Furious. And we were out there one night doing that, and this, motorcycle comes up. And I'm like, no, there's no way. Like, I'm, you know, getting excited, but thinking, like, no, this is probably somebody else, or maybe not even anybody we know. He gets off the motorcycle and takes his helmet off, and I'm like, oh my God, it's him. And, he looks over at me, and I'm just like, oh my God, I did not think I was going to, I don't know, I didn't think I was going to see him again. And we were, like, in this, like, abandoned parking lot kind of area, so it was a big area, there were a lot of cars around, everybody was kind of spread out, and, you know, it was like, I was kind of hanging around, and he was kind of hanging around, but we weren't that close yet. And I remember, like, probably slowly inching my way, like, away from my group and kind of over into more of a, I don't know, a neutral area, I guess you would call it. And then it was almost like all of a sudden we were face to face with each other. And I remember kind of talking to him a little bit. And he didn't say anything about the Halloween party, but he was like, "Let me get your number." And I was like, "Oh, well," I was like, I'm with, you know, this person. And I pointed to my boyfriend, and he was like, "Yeah, okay, let me get your number." And I was like, okay. Like, thinking back on it, I don't know, I hadn't met anybody like that before, so I think I was just really shocked and surprised, and I know it made me very excited. So, I gave him my number, and we parted after that. We kind of separated ourselves so it didn't look, you know, like we'd been talking to each other for too long or anything. And then I think a week went by before he called, and he wanted to take me out on the motorcycle, and I had such a thing for motorcycles when I was younger. Just the thought of getting to ride around in this motorcycle with him was, I don't know, Jesus Christ. So when he said that, I was like, oh my God, I can't do this. I shouldn't do this. Like, what am I thinking? But I don't know, there was this part of me that just got so excited, and I couldn't fight it. So I told him that I would meet him. It was a Saturday, I remember. And I went over to his place to meet him. And he had this just gorgeous, like, blue motorcycle. And it was, like, sitting out, and it was, like, waiting. And he was like, "We're going to take this one. Is that okay?" And I was like, I don't know. I don't care. Yes. he handed me a helmet, and, you know, I got all my stuff on and my helmet on and everything. And, you know, I remember just him getting on the motorcycle and, you know, like him, you know, beckoning me to come over and get behind him, and me sliding into the back of the motorcycle behind him, and just, And he took us all the way down, going towards the mountains. And I just remember it being so exhilarating. You know, holding on to him real tight, and just taking all of it in. So we spent all day, like, in this little, like, mountain town, like, these little shops and stuff, and just kind of walked around, and we got something to eat, and, you know, we just kind of talked and, you know, got to know each other, and we just had a really, really good time. Like, I just felt a connection, like, right away. I didn't know what it was, but I could just feel it. It started to get late, and he was a little, I guess, nervous about driving the motorcycle when it got real dark, and I was like, no, I would rather ride around at night. And he was like, okay. So we stopped at this little coffee shop to get coffee, and we were gonna wait for it to get a little bit darker, and then it starts like drizzling, like not full on raining, but like misty, you know. He's like, oh shit, I didn't know it was gonna start raining. And you know, I'm like, well, that's not, it's not terrible, but it was starting to get like a little bit cooler. And we walked outside of the coffee shop, and you know, we were kind of off underneath the awning, and I was shivering, and he took his motorcycle jacket off to give to me to wear. And we were drinking our coffee, and he said, how about we move off over to the side of like the building? And I'm like, okay. I'm like, well, we're gonna be standing in the rain. And he's like, it's not raining that bad. And I'm like, oh, okay. So we're standing over there. And I remember he like takes my coffee out of my hands, and I'm like, what are you doing? And he puts the two coffees down, and then he turned around and he pushed me up against the wall and just started kissing me. And I could like feel his hands like underneath the motorcycle jacket, just all over me. And I was just, it's like I couldn't breathe. You know, when the rain is falling down and it's like this soft, sexy moment that we're having, and it was just fucking amazing. I mean, he was like all up kissing my neck and like up in my ear, telling me that he couldn't fucking wait anymore to do this to me. And I'm like, my head's just fuzzy and every nerve ending in my body is just firing on all cylinders. And I just remember everything he was saying. I was just like, oh, like just moaning back to him. I don't know how long we were in that little side area. We finally managed to pull away from each other. He was like, okay, we gotta get back on the road. And I'm like, just dizzy, like, okay. So we, you know, get all of our stuff back together and, get back on the motorcycle. And, you know, it's nighttime now, so it's like, you know, the lights are just whizzing past you, and you know, it just felt so surreal. And I just remember having my arms around him and my heart just pounding, because I'm like, what's next? Like, oh my God, like when we get back to his place, like what's going to happen? And I had that thought in my head the whole way back to his place. And so by the time we got back to his place, I was just so amped up. And I was so nervous too, because I just, my body and my brain were completely, you know, in, they couldn't be more opposite, because my brain's still like the small voice being like, what are you doing? What are you thinking? What's going on? Like, you need to go, like, you know, and my body's just, it just wants more and more and more. So, we get back to his place and, you know, he asked me to come up and I said, okay. And, I just remember like walking up those stairs and just knowing that whatever happened when we got in there, I knew I wasn't going to be able to stop it. Like, I was just, I don't know. I hadn't felt that powerless before. And I really did. I really felt powerless. It was like this crazy, awesome feeling. So I was like, we walked in there and, you know, shut the door, and he was kind of talking to me for a minute, and then I remember he tossed his keys to the side and, just grabbed me and started kissing me again. But it seemed even more like fervent than the first time. I mean, he was just, you could just feel like everything that he had bottled up was coming out. And I remember being almost afraid, like, oh my God, like I've never been around this kind of energy before. I just remember, you know, kissing and then like moving around in the room, and you know, his hands just like groping me and touching me, and I know we ended up in the bedroom at some point. And he had gotten all my clothes off and was still just kissing me and you know, rubbing all over me, and I reached down and started to kind of, you know, feel through his pants, and I was like, oh my God, he feels like he's big. Like, I was a little concerned. I was right. he was very big, and he wanted me to get on top. And the first time we tried to do that, he couldn't fit. I was too tight. And we were laughing about it. So we had to kind of, I don't know, he was like, I can fix this. And I was like, okay. So, he just started going down on me. You know, and he was fingering me, and it just felt amazing. And then he would stop, and then he would try to, you know, stick his cock back inside me, and you know, it still was like, he'd like stretch it a little bit more, and then he would go back down on me, and going back and thinking about this now, it's just crazy. Then when it finally felt like it might fit, he had me get on top, and I don't know if I can I don't know if I can describe how good that felt. And he grabbed my hips and just started grinding back and forth, and it had been, I don't know, a long time since I had had an orgasm, and after that one, I'm not even sure I'd had an orgasm before, because it felt incredible. He didn't last much longer after I did, but he was able to get hard again pretty quickly, and I don't remember how many more times we did it that night. But I just remember, like, after, just, like, just exhausted, but feeling so good, and just wrapped up in his arms, and, you know, he would squeeze me, and it just felt, I don't know, it just felt amazing. There is more to this story, and definitely more times that this happened. So, if you guys want to hear more, just let me know.